Whether you love or hate these presidential candidates, don't you kind of sympathize with them for the way that campaigns turn their personal lives inside out? Well, that's true in local politics, too. Seattle's mayor, Ed Murray, was asked to run for the state legislature by a dying friend, Washington's first openly gay politician, State Senator Cal Anderson. At a StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood, Murray and his husband, Michael Shiosaki, told the story.
It was also the height of the HIV/AIDS crisis, and Cal was trying to pass a bill to grant civil rights, ending discrimination in employment and housing and financial transactions to members of our community. And regrettably, he got fairly ill with HIV/AIDS in 1995. And do you remember when we were out at Whidbey Island?
Mm-hmm,
and he told us that he wasn't going to make it. And he asked me, did I want to consider being the next person from our community to take his seat?
I do remember that. I do remember that weekend out at the cabin at Whidbey Island. It was really kind of astounding that I think on some level, Cal Anderson didn't think he... I think he thought he would be fine. He would survive. But at some point, I think he realized that it was time that he had to pass the baton.
I remember after they left and we kind of stood there looking out at Puget Sound. And I think we both knew that if I said yes to this, it would dramatically change where our lives were going.
But I think at that point, I didn't know what it meant. I had no idea what it meant, how it would change our lives. I mean,
What did it mean? How did it change our lives?
Well, I think our little private lives became suddenly public. I mean, when you run for public office, you put yourself out there in front of everyone. And so, I mean, that's how it really changed our lives. We didn't have that little private life we used to have
Yeah, and I think it was, I realize we've given up a lot of privacy a lot of time together, particularly in winter nights when I was at the state capitol in Olympia. And we went from an experience of constantly losing on civil rights, losing in trying to prevent DOMA, our state's Defense of Marriage Act, year after year after year, from the day I entered in 95 till the day we finally won the Civil Rights Bill in 2006, and then, of course, the Marriage Equality Bill in 2012. And just to mention those things sound, wow, those are big deals, but if you think about all the losses, all the pain, so what are the memories you remember of those moments?
Well, I remember some of the scary moments being down in the hearings down in the state capitol, where there were people that were so angry about potentially this civil rights bill passing, and they were so angry and trying to vilify other people. I mean, it was one of the scariest. I mean, it was the first time I'd been to the capitol in that kind of heated atmosphere where there were threats of violence and there was anger and hate from people standing right next to you. I mean, it's a very vivid memory I still have of those terrible, terrible public hearings in Olympia. There's the downside, but then, you go a decade and a half later, it's the great victories. When the Civil Rights Bill was passed by the legislature, I mean, it was moments of just incredible joy in the community. So, I mean, that's the flip side of years and years of hard work.
So I thought it was so great that you were standing in the wings of the House chamber a few feet from where I was sitting as the Civil Rights Bill passed. And then 6 years later, you were standing a few feet in the Senate chamber as a marriage vote was taking place. And you and the governor, Christine Gregoire, were standing there side by side. And I remember looking over at you, two of you, but of course you in particular, as we finally saw this state be the first state to overturn DOMA and make marriage the law of the state. Those were really incredibly moving moments that we were there together.
Yeah, it really doesn't get any better than that. They were just amazing moments in our lives together.
That's Seattle's mayor, Ed Murray, and self-described first gentleman, Michael Shiosaki. And they recorded that at the StoryCorps booth in Seattle last summer. And you can hear more local StoryCorps conversations because there's a listening event coming up on Thursday night in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood. So go find out more. Just go to KUOW.org and click on StoryCorps.